The following is a RockRadioShow.com exclusive.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins, and you are listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Rack Extra Reviews right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, wildtalkradio.com, rackradioshow.com, and we stream live at twitch.tv/WTRLive, where we're live 5 days a week with a variety of different content, including podcasts, video games, and more. I am the producer, Sir Rockin, here to bring you a brand new review thanks to our friends over at EA Sports at 47, Madden NFL 25. Which means football season is officially upon us. It started last month with College Football 25, which is available right now. And you can check out our review over at RackRadioShow.com or wherever you get your podcast. Just search The Rack Radio Show. Our review is there. So we talk all about the game, and they've made a variety of updates in that game. So go check that out right now. But with that said, we're here to talk about Madden NFL 25, which just drops today. Yes, it is available today, y'all. Go out and get it, whether it's for the PS5, the Xbox Series X and S, PC, Xbox One, or PS4. Go out and get it. And if you're getting it on the PC, it's available in the Epic Game Store, which means you can do one thing for me. Use creator code RocketSock in the Epic Game Store because we are a hashtag Epic partner. Go out and buy the game. Enjoy it. It is available right now. But let's dive into what this game is all about. And basically, the best way I can describe this update for Madden 25 is this. Animations and sounds are key. Yes, brand new animations from quarterbacks to linemen and then some are in this game, y'all. They've spent a lot of time revamping what players do, how they set up, and, you know, all their different animations. They spent a lot of time adjusting how quarterbacks and linebackers look, or linemen look, I should say, at the line. You hear a lot of signature calls from your favorite or not-so-favorite quarterbacks, whether it be Dak Prescott or Jalen Hurts. You see their pre-snap rituals, their hand motions, and all the different things. You see how the receivers line up differently. And the one thing I noticed right out of the game, and this was before I noticed all the quarterback things and whatnot, it was the linemen, the defensive line. Usually, they go right into place, and that's where they sit. This game, right away, I noticed, oh, wait, those linemen are not down right away. They're taking their time to get down, and they're lined up a certain different way, which was cool. I was like, oh, for years, it's like, okay, it's Madden, you know how they look and how they set up. It's like, oh, they spent time tuning that and adjusting that and how they look. And it's like, oh, that's pretty cool. There's different animations for your running backs and how they you know, sidestep and whatnot. And that's another thing that they've improved upon is that they're calling it the highlight reel control, where you have different ways to sort of juke and spin and stuff. With the right stick, you have a lot more control of how your ball carrier moves and stuff. And it's like, oh, that's cool. Oh, that move was fancy. Like, you could flick the stick a little bit. You could spin it and kind of get different moves. So every time you're running, it's not exactly the same. You can get out of the way of a linebacker or a safety or corner who's coming right at you and go, oop, nope, I'm going to juke you and I'm going to go score a touchdown. That is a pretty cool update for this version of Madden NFL 25. So, when it's in animations, that also includes tackling. They have this new boom technology where, like, every tackle kind of seems a little bit different. It's not the straightforward tackle you used to get. What they call it is the muscle strength is what they worked on, and how different players have different ratings, and all the tackles seem a little bit more impactful when you hit them, and it looks really cool in the game. Really, really does. Also going to be a little bit frustrating if you miss the tackle. And what I noticed by playing the game was, you think you got him, But if you don't hit them hard enough, they're just going to keep going. And then you kind of get frustrated. It's like, oh, man, that kind of, oh, I wish I had hit them square on instead of from the side and really taking them out. Yeah, so make sure when you use your hit stick, make it count. Because if you miss, you're kind of screwed. What also you can hear is a lot more realistic sounds from, like, this bone-crunching sound that make on the tackles. Very well done. Very well done. It caught me off guard a little bit how realistic and all the grunts and stuff you would hear on the falls. Like, ooh, that's going to hurt a little bit. That is going to hurt a lot. So there was all that. So in terms of audio, because that's the other thing I mentioned. That's a big change. We heard talked about the bone crunching in-game sounds for tackling and whatnot. There's adjustments for what quarterbacks say in when they're like, you know, there's the Dak Prescott, here we go in the game, which the Eagles fans like, no, I'm not kind of over thrilled by hearing that one, but hey, it's in the game. So you just got to deal with it. So there's a lot of changes like that. But the environment changed as well, that you hear a difference in the crowd a little bit. By the way, they adjusted some crowd animations, which is very nice. They took the approach they put on with College Football 25 and adjusted the crowd somewhat and changed the environment a little bit. There's pregame stuff that makes it feel more realistic. The lighting has changed a little bit as well in some of the buildings. So that is very, very nice. But the biggest sound change was the soundtrack in the game. And I'm not talking the music. I'm talking about the announcers. Because, let's face it, that's the true soundtrack of a football game is, or any sporting game is the announcers. So when I loaded up the game, I was like, okay, it's going to probably be the same people. It's Brandon Godden and Charles Davis. It's like, I talked about it in College Football Review. It's like, it would be nice if you had other announcers. Did I know this was coming? No. And I load up the game, and it's Mike Tirico and Greg Olsen. I went, oh wait, that was awesome. It's Mike Tirico in the football game. And his audio and Greg's audio sounds closer to how they did the sound and the audio for the announcers in College Football 25. Which was like, oh, that's cool. Had a nice feel. It had a nice bounce between the music, the crowd, and the announcers. And then when you hear Brandon Gunn and Charles Davis, it sounded like, okay, that's your typical Madden sound. So there's a little bit of disparity there. So if I'm EA, I would try to like balance that a little bit and sort of get them get the Brandon Gunn and Charles Davis to kind of sound more like the Tirico and Olsen sounds. Or even the Kate Scott. Oh my God, hearing Kate Scott in the game, That blew my mind. One, it's the first ever female announcer in a Madden game. And two, I know her. She's the voice of the Sixers. Which was like, ooh, this is awesome. I know she works for another NFL team. I think it's Seattle. But for me, it's like, oh, I know that voice. And like, I played, it was the second game of the franchise mode. And it was like, I was expecting Tirico and Olsen. I was like, Wait. That's not Tirico. That's sure not Tirico. And it's like, that's Kate Scott. And I was like, I like this. Her energy in her calls, fantastic. It like steps up the improvement of the game. And like when she was on the calls, I was like, oh, I'm excited. This got me into it a little bit more. Okay. I see where we're going, Madden. Okay. I like this. Get me all excited for commentary in a football game. But no, the energy of her and her partner really drives it home. I like the analysis and stuff from Greg Olsen. And the usual duo is fine. But like the new voices just add this extra little something to the game that's like, okay, all right, I like this. So it was like, okay, this is cool. And the fact that it switches keeps it all fresh. It doesn't stagnate so far where it's like, all right, it's the same people saying the same lines over and over again, which happens a lot in sports games because it's like you're playing the same game over and over again. But when you mix it up with three different announce teams and you don't know who's calling what, at least I haven't figured out where, like, hey, they do Monday night, they do prime time, they do regular, because it's been all switched so far. It's like, okay, it keeps you on your toes all the way through. So that was cool. So let's get into some of the in-game stuff. We talked about the running controls, how they're a little bit different and made some adjustments there. The one thing they brought over from College Football that you can put on is the new kick meter, which the old kick meter, you could just sleep your way through kicking. This one, you got to be like, oh, I got to make sure I time that right, because I could just screw that up a little bit and the kick could go sideways. I like that they brought that meter over from college football into this game. You have an option to pick which meter you want. I went with that one because it adds a little bit of extra degree of difficulty in the kick, because I've screwed up a couple, especially punts. It is, my timing is not all great on that one because it goes way too fast a little bit, and I kind of missed it. Like my the input delay is a half a second too late for me. It's like, oh, my kick just went short and screwed a little bit. But hey, that's a me issue, not a game issue, but I like that they brought the kick meter over. Passing has changed a little bit. Your timing needs to be a lot better, because in the past, you could just chuck the ball and they would catch everything. Not this time around. If your timing is a little bit off, you have a better chance of missing and how you lead them and stuff like that. So there's a little bit of a different timing change, because there's been a couple plays where it's like, all right, it's right there, and it just slipped by them. Oh, it just, they missed it. It's like, oh, okay. I gotta get used to the timing a little bit. It throws you off right at first, but once you get into a groove, it's like, okay, I can see where they go and how they want you to lead it and stuff like that. And there's three different passing options. There's classing and a couple others where you can adjust accordingly of how you want to do it. So I like that. It's also annoying, but I like it. What the big thing is, though, I do enjoy, like, computer difficulty feels like changed. Legitimately feels changed, because you could play on All Pro or All Madden, like, for a while, and it's like, all right, you're still dominating. And it's like, wait a minute, I've had some games, like, this is the first time in a franchise mode where I've spent some time and I've lost a few games that I thought I could win. Like, I thought I'm easy, this is gonna be easy, straightforward, and it's like, oh no, I lost that game. Okay, all right, I gotta actually, you know, focus at points, and like, okay, there's some blowout games, but it's like, there's some games where the computer's like, I'm gonna make sure you earn this one. You can't just sleepwalk your way through a game and just sort of roll. No, you gotta pay attention, you gotta focus up a little bit more. It brings an actual challenge to the game, which is what I enjoy. Do I enjoy also blowing teams out? Yes, but I also like the competitive feel of a game where, hey, you're getting some challenges along the way. And I like that a lot. So there was that. We got the chance to play with the new kickoff system that's going to be in the NFL. If it's anything like the video game, the NFL is onto something, where you have opportunities to actually run it back and stuff like that, make some big runs. I know they worked with the Steelers head coach and a couple others to kind of make it work and figure it all out, because this is all new. We have not officially seen this in a true NFL game. We've seen it in a few preseason games, but when they were making this game, it's like they had nothing to work off of. They're only going off of, hey, this is what we're proposing, this is what the league thinks we're going to do, and this is how they're supposed to line up. It's like, all right, if it plays out in the real NFL like it does in Madden, we could have something really good here for the NFL. Yeah, so there's that. One of the things, listening to the Kate Scott commentary, you know how everyone argues about match ratings? they put out a ratings hotline where you can call in and argue about the ratings. I thought that was hilarious. So there's that. Some other features in the game include building your own superstar. The superstar mode, you go from the draft and onward and build up your career. I will say I was not a big fan of the combine controls. I don't know, it just, they felt a little awkward to me, especially with the thumbsticks. Like, I guess you could map it out a different way where the buttons feel a little bit more natural. And if you play with paddles on a controller, it was probably easier to paddle it on the back. But flicking up and then trying to push down on the top doesn't feel like a natural motion to me. At least it hasn't. And I kind of struggled with it when I was working with it. And that just comes with not knowing, like, hey, this is the actual control for it, and what have you. But to me, that felt a little bit off. And again, that's a person issue, where it's like, if you play a certain way and you're used to holding a controller a certain way, the controls would be a little bit trickier. So I was not a big fan of that, but it is what it is. So there's the build your own superstar. You can go online, you can bring in your player from college football into the game as well, which is really cool. There's that. There's the ultimate team, like always, that has, you know, online play, rank mode, etc., which is, you know, your standard card packs and everything. There's really much not additional to that one. But they spent some time this year on the franchise mode, the new draft presentation, where you get to get the interaction with Roger Goodell, the handshake, the suits, everything. Get the hug. They changed up the menus, which are nice. The story stuff, the storylines in the game have a new feel to them. Like they're full on. Like here's where we're gonna go, and hey, you need to do this and this, and they'll give you some objectives during each game, and have the coach talk to a player or interview, or the press conferences, which were revamped, which I thought were nice. So I was like, all right, cool. I like this. This is a nice addition to it. And there are a lot of other new features in the game as well. But I like that you're able to see different things. Apparently there's 1,400 new records or something in the franchise mode, which when you go through 10 years or whatever, 15 years building your team, that's pretty cool. There's going to be a team builder where you can create your own team with logos and stuff like that. That's available. Should be available now. It was like available the day before everything was released. So that is really cool. But they did a lot to make sure that the franchise mode feels realistic a little bit more. Progression has changed, or regression has changed a little bit in terms with aging and stuff. So they spent a lot of time making it feel more like, okay, hey, your player's getting older, so his stats are going to go down. It's going to feel more realistic and what have you. And how a player won't, like, hey, they're already peaked in their career. They're not going to get higher. They're going to start going. Nothing's going to really adapt and change in a certain manner. So that's really good. But, they have a lot of things planned. They're going to take, Ultimate Team all the way up until next year's launch, which should make for long-term success in that mode as well. That said, overall, this feels really good. Feel like the game's in a good spot. I know there'll be a bunch of people who complain about certain things, and maybe they won't like the commentary. I truly love what they did with the commentary and updated it like that. I like that there feels a bit more of a challenge in the game, which will help benefit you when it's just you playing by yourself. I know game's more challenging when you play with a buddy. But if you're still playing franchise mode by yourself, it gives a little bit more of a challenge in the game. So that's a lot. That's a big improvement, I should say. So hopefully that continues on and they continue to tweak it. It'll make it a little bit more difficult for people and not going 18, 19, 20, and 0, whatever it is, as we go forward. With that being said, go out and buy the game. It's going to be really fun to play. It'll carry you through the NFL season. Match it up with the College Football 25, and you got something pretty good. You know, a nice combo of games. But Madden NFL 25, it is available right now on Xbox Series X and S, PS5, PS4, and the PC in the Epic Game Store, which means you can use credit code ROCKETSOCK in the Epic Game Store. Because we are hashtag Epic Partner. Also, make sure you use that code with the brand new Fortnite season that has dropped as well when you buy your battle passes. Because we are hashtag Epic Partner. I would like to thank our friends over at EA Sports and 47 for providing early access to the game and helping us bring you content for Madden NFL 25. It's EA Sports. It's in the game. It is out now. But this has been the Rack Extra Reviews right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. You can follow us at Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. It's Rack Radio Show on all social media platforms, wherever you get your podcasts. And we're live Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, at twitch.tv/WTRLive for the Rack. And other days along the way for a variety of content in video games and the sports and entertainment world. Follow, subscribe, twitch.tv/WTRLive. But I have been the producer, Sir Rock, and we will see you next time on the Rack Extra Reviews right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.